Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, and these are the laws asher tosim lifnehem, that you shall place before them, before Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim. Kol mokim shenemar ela. Whenever the pasuk says the word ela, posal es ha-rishonim, it rejects that which was said before. Ve'ela, when it says ve'ela with a vav, moisiv al ha-rishonim, it is adding and connecting it to the parasha before. Ma ha-rishonim. Misinai, just like the first, referring to the parasha before, the Aseret HaDibros, was said in Sinai, af elu, also these. The dinim in this week's parasha, Misinai, was said in Sinai. And the Mefarshim ask, why is it necessary to say the pasuk ve'ele, to tell me that dinim were said in Sinai, Rashi, in the beginning of parashas Bahar. Perik Chof Hei, pasuk Aleph says that all dinim were said, and all mitzvahs were said in Sinai. Kol dikdukeho uklaleseho mi Sinai. All the details and the generalities of the mitzvahs were all said in Sinai. So why is it necessary to tell me specifically that dinim were said in Sinai? Maskil David answers that since we find in Parshas Beshalach that when the Yidden came tomorrow, it says over there, Shom Sam Lai Chayk Umishpat V'Shom Niso. Over there in Mora, Hashem gave them certain mitzvahs, Chayk, the mitzvah of Paraduma, Umishpat, and Dinim. So Dinim were given in Mora. So I would think that all the Dinim were given in Mora, and then they were repeated in Sinai. The pasuk over here is coming to tell you that it was not like that. In Mora, they only received the basic outline, the main points of the dinim, but all the dinim and all the pratim and the details of the dinim were given in Sinai for the first time. And that is what the pasuk is telling us over here. Ve'ele, just like the Aseret HaDibros were given in Sinai for the first time, so too the mitzvah of dinim was also given in Sinai for the first time, and that which was said in Mara was just the main points, Rashi HaProkim. And Rashi continues, since we just said that there is a connection between dinim and Aseret HaDibros, why is the Torah mafsik? Why does it break up the connection between the Aseret HaDibros and dinim with the parsha speaking about the Mizbeach? Since Parshas Yisroel ends off in Perik Chav, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Mizbeach Adoma Tasali, referring to the Mizbeach, so why does it put the Mizbeach between the Aseret HaDibros and dinim? Zakrashi veloma nisvacha parshas dinim leparshas mizbeach. Why is the parsha of dinim ve'elam mishpatim written next to the parsha of the mizbeach? Lo melacha. This is to teach you shetosim Sanhedrin etzel hamizbeach, that in the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin, where the Sanhedrin sat and judged Klal Yisrael, the lishchas hagozis was placed near the mizbeach, and that is why, even though there is a connection between dinim and Aseret HaDibros, the Torah still put the parasha of the mizbeach next to dinim to teach me this halacha. So, Rashi asher tosim lifnehem, that you shall place before them. Omar loy Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, loy sala al daitcha. It should not occur to you, loymar, to say, eshne lohem haperik v'ha-halacha. I will learn with them the chapter or the halacha beza gimel palmin two or three times, achite sidura befiem kimishnasa, until it is organized in their mouths in its format. They will memorize it. Ve'enam matriach atzmi lahavinam tame hadavar upirushai, and I will not bother myself to give them to understand the reasons and the explanation of each mitzvah. I will just repeat it until they memorize it. L'kach nemar. Therefore, the pasuk says over here, "Asher tosim lifnehem, that you shall place before them, kishulchan aruch, like a set table, u'muchan lechoy lifnei ha'adam, that is ready to be eaten before a person." The pasuk is saying that Moshe was commanded to teach Klal Yisrael all the reasons and the explanations of every mitzvah. Asher tosim lefnehem, you shall place the Torah before them like a prepared and set table, ready to be eaten, and that's the way the Torah should be given to them, with all the reasons and all the explanations of the mitzvahs. Lefnehem, before them. V'loy lefnei ovdei elilim, not before goyish courts. V'afilu yodata b'din echon, even if you know concerning one halacha, Shehem Don and Oisai, Kedine Yisrael, that they judge this case, just like a Jewish court, Al Tevieu Bar Koy Shalohem. You shall not bring this Din Torah to their courts. Shamevi Dine Israel Lifnei Aramim, one who brings a Jewish court case in front of Goyim, Mechalel as Hashem. He is Mechalel the name of Hashem. Umiyaker Eshem Ho Elilim Lashbicham. And he gives esteem to the Avodah Zarah to give them praise. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Kiloi Kitsurenu Tsura, our God is not equal to their gods. Va'oivenu Pelilim, when we take our enemies as our judges. Kishoivenu Pelilim, when our enemies are our judges, Zehu Edus Le'ilo Yerosam. This is a testimony that we are giving superiority to their gods. Therefore, Lifnehem, bring your court cases in front of them, in front of Jewish courts, but not in front of Goyish courts. So this pasuk is really telling us 4 points. Ve'ele is telling us that even dinim were said completely in Sinai. The fact that dinim were juxtaposed to the parsha of Mizbeach is teaching us that the Sanhedrin should be placed in the Beis HaMikdash near the Mizbeach. Point number 3 is Asher Tosim, that you shall explain the mitzvahs with all its reasons, like a Shulchan Aruch, like a set table, ready to be eaten. And Lifnehem tells you that one should go only to Jewish courts and not to Goyish courts. And the first halacha that we find in this week's parsha is Kisikne Eved Ivri, when somebody will purchase an Eved Ivri. And the Mefarshim all speak about why specifically was Eved Ivri chosen to be the first din, the first halacha to be mentioned in this parsha of Mishpatim, which mentions many dinim. Eved Ivri is not something that occurs every single day. There are much more relevant dinim that could have been said first. I once heard of pshat that the reason why the Torah says Eved Ivri is to teach Klal Yisrael, when it starts the parsha of dinim, that Derecheha Darchi Noyam, the ways of Hashem are sweet, and all the laws that will be said in this parsha are all based on treating somebody with respect and with sweetness. We find by the Goyim, in the courts of the Goyim, when somebody steals, they don't go and pay back the one that was stolen from. They don't do any type of actions to get the money back to the person that was robbed, but rather they just want to punish the robber, the one that stole, the ganef. And what do they do to this person? They put him in jail, and they place him among lowlives, among people who are bad influences on him, murderers and robbers and people that were like him in the past. And he can only learn evil traits from being around them. And then they have no regard for this robber's family. While he is in jail, who will support his wife and children? The court system does not think about that. And while he is in jail, he is not treated with respect, and that doesn't do much for his self-esteem. When he goes free without anything. They send him off with just the shirt on his back, with no way to make a living. And that, the pasuk is telling us, that by Klal Yisrael, it is different. The first thing we look at when a person stole is how to repay the one that was stolen from. We sell this person, and we get the money back right away to the person that was robbed. That is step number one. Then we take this ganef, and we try to rehabilitate him, to get him back to where he should be. How do we do that? We set him up with a nice Jewish family, and he becomes a slave over there, to learn from their ways, not like in the jail system where he is around murderers, but rather in a nice family where there's a husband and wife and children. And even while he is a slave, he is treated with respect. There are certain halachas that a person is not allowed to do to an Eved Ivri. Loisir debay befarach. You're not allowed to work him with hard labor. And not only that, the Gemara says, Hakoina Eved kikoina odon la'atzmoy. One who acquires a slave, a Jewish slave, is like he is acquiring a master. Because if he has steak, he has to give his Eved steak. If he has a soft pillow, he has to give his Eved a soft pillow. So in essence, the Eved is always treated equivalent to the master himself. And then when he goes free, the master has to give him hanukkah, presents, in order to give him self-esteem and to give him a new start on his new life. So we see Derecheha Darchi Noyam, the ways of Hashem are sweet, and that is why the Torah starts off the parsha of Dinim with the parsha of Eved Ivri. And the pasuk says, Ki sikne Eved Ivri, when one will acquire an Eved Ivri, an Eved that is Jewish, he will acquire this Eved from Bezdin, who sold this person because he stole, and he does not have the means to pay back. So Bezdin sells this Eved and takes the money and gives it to the one that was stolen from. So when you will buy this Eved Ivri from Bezdin, Shei Shonim Yavod, he will work for 6 years, Uvashvias, and on the 7th year, Yetze Lachofshi Chinam, he will go to his freedom, Chinam, for free. This is the Yetziah of Sheish. After 6 years of working, the slave automatically goes free in the beginning of the 7th year. In Begapa Yovoy, if the Eved Ivri came in alone, which means he was not married when he was sold, Begapa Yetze, he goes out alone, which means that the master does not give him a Shifcha Knanis while he is a slave. There is a halacha that the master may give an Eved Ivri a Shifcha Knanis to marry in order to have children. This way, the owner will have more slaves because these slaves will remain Avodim Knanim. But he only does this if the Eved was married when he came in. In Begapa Yavai, but if he came in alone, Begapa Yetze, he goes out alone, the master is not allowed to give this Eved a Shifcha Knanis. I saw a Hezber, an explanation in why this is so. Because the Torah does not want the Eved Ivri to say after 6 years, Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti ves Bonai. In Pasuk K we see that if the Eved wants to stay longer and he says, I love my master, my new wife, my new children, I want to stay as a slave. And then they go and they drill his ear and he stays until Yovel. The Torah does not want that to happen. The Torah wants a slave to go free after 6 years. Usually we can say if he has his own family, he was married already, and he has his own mishpacha at home. After 6 years, chances are he will not say that I want to stay with my new family. But if this Eved, when he was sold, was single and does not have a family, we are worried that there is more of a chance that if the master will give him a Shifcha Knanis and he will create a new family over here as a slave, there is more of a chance that he will say, Ahavti es Ishti ves Bonai, I love my new family, my wife and my new children, since he did not have a family, he did not have a wife and children before. Therefore, the Torah is saying, Begapa Yove, Begapa Yetze, if he comes in without a wife, the master does not give him a Shifcha Knanis because we do not want to cause him to say, Ahavti es Ishti ves Bonai. In Baal Ishahu, if he is married before he came in, before he was sold, the Yotza Ishtoi Imoi, then his wife goes out with him. When he goes free, his wife goes free. As Rashi explains, why does the Pasuk have to say that the wife is going free? She was never working for this master, so obviously she is free. And Rashi says that when the master owns the slave, he is mechuyev, he is obligated to support the wife and the children of this Eved Ivri. And that's what the pasuk means, that when the Eved goes free, the wife goes free, he does not have to support them anymore. And this pasuk is showing us, v'yotza ishtoi imoi, that he has to support the wife while he has this Eved. And the pasuk of Parshas Bahar, that says, v'yotza me'imoch, hu uvon of imoi, that when he goes out, and his children go out, that is telling me also that the children have to be supported while he is a slave. So this pasuk tells me about the wife, and Bahara tells me about the children. They both have to be supported while the Eved belongs to this master. And the pasuk continues, Im adonav yiten lo isha, if his master will give him a shifcha knanis, like we said earlier, if he was already married when he was sold, the master has the rights to give this Eved Ivri a Shifcha Knanis to marry in order that they will have children and the children will remain slaves by the owner. If the master will give a Shifcha Knanis to this Eved Ivri, and she will bear to him sons or daughters, the Isha, the Shifcha Knanis, and her children, the Avodim Knanim and Shifcha Knanios, Tia Ladoineho will remain by her master, they will remain avodim, v'hu yetze v'gapay, and when he will go free, he will go out alone. V'im omar yomar ho'eved, Let's say the Eved will say, Ahavti es Adoni, I love my master, es Ishti, my Shifcha Knanis wife, ves Bonai, and my children who are Avodim. Lo Eitei Chofshi, I do not want to go free. V'higishoy Adoinov El Ho Elohim, and his master will bring him close to Bezdin. And since he was sold by Bezdin, we go back to Bezdin and discuss that this Eved wants to stay longer. And they tried to discourage him by saying that you will be a much better Jew by being a free person rather than being a slave. But if he wants to continue staying a slave, v'higishoy El Hadeles Oy El HaMezuzah, and they bring him close to the door or the doorpost, and Rashi explains they only drill his ear into the door. The reason why it says mezuzah is to tell you that just like a doorpost is standing upright, so too the door must be upright and not be taken off the hinges lying flat. So they bring him to the door. V'rotza adoinu v'soznoi b'martzeya, and the master will bore through his ear with an awl. V'avodai la'olam, and then he will work forever, meaning he will work until Yovel. Whenever Yovel will come out, whether it's in 5 years, whether it's in 2 months, he will work until Yovel. And then at Yovel, he will go free. So this fact that he is a nirtza, his ear was drilled, will allow him to stay as a slave until Yovel comes. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Beis, ki sikne eved ivri, when one will acquire an eved ivri. Zot Rashi. Eved shehu ivri. This means an eved that is Jewish, a Jewish slave. Oy eino ela avdo shel ivri. Maybe when the pasuk says eved ivri, it means an eved knani belonging to a Jew. Avdo shel ivri, an eved belonging to a Jew. Eved knani shel kochosay miyisrael. It is referring to an eved knani that was bought from a Jew. The olav hu oimer. And when a Jew sells an Eved Knani, that is when there is a din of Sheishanum Yavoid, that the slave works for 6 years. Uma ani mekayim, and what am I going to do with the Pasuk in Parshas Behar, when it says, Visnachaltam Oysom, that an Eved Knani works forever, and you will yarshin it from generation to generation, La'olam bahem tavoidu, he will work forever. Bilokuach min anachri, that is referring to an Eved Knani bought from a guy. Aval b'lokuach miYisrael, but an Eved Knani that was bought from a Yid, yatzo b'sheish, he will go out b'sheish. So Rashi is saying, maybe this pasuk is not referring to an Eved Ivri, an Eved that is Jewish, but rather it is referring to a slave, a goyish slave, that was sold by a Jew. If the slave was sold by a Jew, then he goes out after 6 years. And the pasuk in Parshas Behar that says that an Eved Knani works forever, that is only by a slave that was sold, an Eved Knani that was sold by a goy. Why can't we say that's pshat in the pasuk? Therefore, the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Talmud Loimar, the pasuk tells us, Ki yimocher lecho ochicho ha'ivri, oy ha'ivriya, va'avodecho sheishonim. That pasuk, it says the din of sheish. And what does it say? Ochicha, your brother. Lo amarti elo b'ochicha. I only said the din, the yitzia of sheish, only by your brother, by a Jewish person, but not by a goy. So ochicha teaches me that this pasuk cannot be talking about an eved knani that was sold by a Jew, but rather it must be an eved ivri, an eved shehu ivri, an eved that is Jewish. Kisikne. What does it mean when you will buy? Who are you buying it from? Miat Bezdin. You bought this Eved from Bezdin, Shemachru Bichnei Vasai, who sold this person because he stole. K'moy Shenemar, Im Ein Loi V'Nimka Bichnei Vasai. If he does not have any money, he is sold for his robbery. So that is why Bezdin is selling this person. Maybe it is referring to somebody who sold himself because he does not have money. How do we know it is referring to a machru bezdin? Maybe it is referring to a mechar atzmoi. Avo machru bezdin lo yetze b'sheish. But maybe a machru bezdin does not go out with sheish. Only a mechar atzmoi goes out with sheish. And that Rashi says, Kishu oimer. When the pasuk says in Parshas Behar, V'chiyomach ochicho imach v'nim karloch, when your brother will become poor and he will sell himself to you, hare mechar atzmoi mipnei dochkoi omer. That parsha is referring to a mechar atzmoi. So what are we talking about over here in this pasuk kisiknet? When you will buy, benimkar bebezdin, when Bezdin sold him. So we know two things now. First of all, we know this is referring to an eved shehu ivri, not an eved knani that was sold by a Jew. Secondly, it is talking about a mechur bezdin and not by a mechur atzmai, because the parsha of mechur atzmai is in Bahar. So this person will go free after 6 years, lachofshi, lacherus, to his freedom. In begapa yavai, if he comes into this slavery single, shaloi haya nasa isha, he was not married. Kidagumai, like Targum says, in bilchaydohi, if by himself he came in, uloshin begapai, and the language of begapai literally means biknafai, with his coattail. Shaloi ba el kamoishahu, he came the way he is, yechidi, alone, b'seich levushoi, in his clothing, b'knaf bigdoi, with the corner of his baget. It's just figuratively a way of an expression, a way of saying it. He came alone, he came in his coattail. B'gapo yetze, then he goes out alone. Magid, this teaches us, she'im loy hoya nasoi mitchila, if he was not married originally when he was sold, ein rabbi moisele shivcha knanis, his master does not give him a shivcha knanis lahoylid mimenu avodim, in order that he can have children, and these children will be slaves to his master. But in bal ishahu, if he is married to Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, beforehand, v'yotza ishtoi imoi, his wife goes out with him. Frek Rashi, v'chimi hichnisa, who brought this woman in, shetetze, that the pasuk has to say that she's going out. Elamagin akosu, the pasuk teaches us, shakoina eved ivri, one who acquires an eved ivri, chayev b'mezoinis ishtoi uvanov, he has to support and he has to feed his wife and his children. So Rashi, madoinov yitin lo isha, if his master gives him an isha, mikan, from here we see, sharishus biyad rabbi, the master has the rights, limsor loy shivcha knanis, to give to the eved ivri a shivcha knanis, lahoylid bimena avodim, in order that she will bear to him slaves, and the slaves will go to the master. Oy eino ela biyisraelis, maybe this isha that the pasuk is referring to is a Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, a oma ivriya. Talmud Loma, the pasuk says, ho isha vilodeo tieladuneho, the pasuk here says that the woman and her children remain slaves by her master. Ha'ena medubar, ela biknanis, it must be talking about a shivcha knanis, sharei ha'evriya, because an am evriya, af hi yotze b'sheish, she also goes out with the yitzia of sheish after 6 years. Vafilu lefnei sheish, and even before sheish, im hevia simonim, if she brings simonim, signs of puberty, yotze, she goes out, shenemar, because the pasuk says, where do we see that she goes out with sheish? The pasuk says in Re'e, Achicha ha'ivri oy ha'ivriya va'avodecha sheish shonim, whether it's an eved ivri, whether it's an amma ivriya, she goes out with sheish. Melame she'apa ivriya yoytze b'sheish. From here we see a beferish pasuk in Parashas Re'e that an amma ivriya goes out with sheish. So if the pasuk over here is saying that the isha vilodeha tiel adoneha remain slaves to the master, it must be talking about a shivcha knanis. But what happens if the Eved Ivri says, Ohavdias ishti, I like my wife, Hashivcha, which is referring to the Shivcha Knanis, then, Vigisho Yadonav El Hoelehim, the master brings this Eved Ivri to Bezdin. Zagrashi El Hoelehim to Bezdin, LeBezdin to Bezdin, Tzorach Sheyamlich Bemeichrov Shemachruhulai. They have to ask the sellers, which over here means Bezdin, that sold this slave to this master. Maskil David explains that this only applies by Mahur Bezdin, by a slave that was sold by Bezdin. So they have to go back to Bezdin who sold him. Masha Enkein, by a Mercher Atzmai who sold himself, it is not necessary to go to Bezdin, and the Ritzia, the drilling of the ear, can take place even in the master's house. El Hadeles Oy El HaMezuzah, they go to the Deles or to the mezuzah, yochol shetehei hamezuzah k'sher l'tzaya aleha, I might think, based on this pasuk, that the doorpost is also kosher to bore his ear through the doorpost. Tam loymar, the pasuk says, v'nosata ve'oznu uvadelas. In Parashas Re'e, it says specifically that the drill goes through his ear and the door. V'delas v'lo b'mezuzah, only the door and not the doorpost. Why does the pasuk say mezuzah also in this pasuk? Hikish delas lemezuzah, only to compare a door to a doorpost. Ma mezuzah meumad, just like the doorpost is upright. Af delas meumad, the door has to be upright. So you only drill his ear into the door, but the door must be upright and not off the hinges, just like a mezuzah, a doorpost, is upright. The Mizrahi asks that we do not find in the Torah that the Torah uses a word and says a word only for the purpose of a hekesh if it does not have a purpose by itself. Over here, the word mezuzah is only used to explain what type of delis it is. It is a delis that is upright, just like the mezuzah is upright. But you do not drill his ear into the mezuzah. So mezuzah has no meaning for itself. It is just here for a hekesh to explain what delis is. And that is not a typical way that the Torah uses and mentions a word. Second of all, Maskela David asks that we see further on in Rashi, that Rashi says, Manishtanu delas and mezuzah mikol kelim shebabayis. Why is delas and mezuzah different? And why do we choose delas and mezuzah to drill the Eved's ear in front of more than any other vessels in the household? Rashi there mentions delas and mezuzah. Why does Rashi mention mezuzah? Mezuzah was not the place where they drilled it. Mezuzah, as Rashi just stated, is just telling me what type of delas it should be. So why does Rashi say delas umezuzah? He should have just said manishtanu delas. Maskela David therefore learns that there are really two dinim over here in the pasuk. There is a din of hagosha, bringing the eved close, v'higishoy el hadelas oy el hamezuzah. He should bring the eved close. Over there, it's a din in both. Bring him close to the delas and the mezuzah. V'rotza adoinav. The second din is the din of ritzia, to bore through his ear. That din is only a din in Delas. But since the pasuk does not say specifically over here, Verotza adoinav es oznoi ba'delas, so we say that it's going back on both, that he drills his ear into Delas and mezuzah. But since we know he doesn't drill it into the mezuzah, so mezuzah is just explaining what type of Delas. You bore through his ear into the door. What type of door is it? A door that is upright, just like mezuzah. So we see that there is a purpose in the word mezuzah in this pasuk, because in the din of Hagosha, bringing the Eved close, he must be brought close to Delas and mezuzah. Maskela David brings a raya from the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avodim. Over there the Rambam says, Shom Magishoy L'Soif Shesh. Over there at the end of 6 years he brings him close, El HaDeles O El HaMezuzah, to the Delas and to the mezuzah. Kishen Oin De Mebinyon, when they are standing in the building. V'noikev es oznoi, ad sheyagia ledelas. And then he makes a hole in his ear until he reaches the delas. So we see clearly in the Rambam, when he says magishoy to bring him close, he mentions delas and mezuzah. And when he mentions making a hole, he only mentions ad sheyagia ledelas, only delas. This way it is also good, Rashi further on that says manishtanu delas umezuzah. Why is delas and mezuzah unique? Mikol kelim shebabayis, because delas and mezuzah are included in the din of hagosha. And Rashi continues, Berotza adoinov es oznoi bamatzea, and his master will bore through his ear with a drill, with an awl. Hayamonis, the right ear. Oy eino el smoil. Maybe it is referring to the left ear. Talmud loymar oizen l'gzereshava. We make a gzereshava where it says oizen over here, it says oizen in another place. Nemer kan verotza adoinov es oznoi. Over here it says that the master will bore through his ear. It says oznoi b'nemar b'mitzara, and it says concerning a mitzara, tenuch oznoi hayimonis, that we should put the blood of the carbon of the mitzara on the cartilage of his right ear, ma'alahalon hayimonis, just like over there when it says oznoi, it is referring to the right ear, afkan hayimonis, over here also it is referring to the right ear. Freked Rashi, uma ro oizen, why did the Torah see fit an ear, lehirotza, to be the thing that should be drilled, mikol shar evarim shebeguf, more than any other limb of the body, amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, zok Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, oizen zois sheshoma al har Sinai, loy signoiv, the ear that heard at har Sinai, loy signoiv, you shall not steal, v'holach v'gonav, and he went, and he stole, tirtze, that ear should be drilled. As Maskela David explains, that the word leisignoiv here is not correct, because leisignoiv, as part of the Aseres HaDibrois, is referring to kidnapping. As Rashi explained earlier in Parshas Yisroi, Rashi must mean the pasuk of leitignoivu in Parshas Kedoshim, which is referring to stealing money. And therefore it is saying, this ear that heard at Har Sinai, one shall not steal money, and you went and you stole, therefore you shall be drilled because you did not listen. If it is a mercher atzmai, the person is selling himself, he did not steal, then the reason for an ear is oizen shesham al Har Sinai, the ear that heard at Har Sinai, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, you are my servants, v'holach v'kona odin la'atzmai, and he went and acquired a master for himself. Now he's not only a slave to Hashem, but also a slave to a human being. Tirtze, this ear should be drilled. And all the Mepharshim discuss, why do we drill the ear after 6 years? These Averis were Averis that took place 6 years earlier. The person that sold himself as a slave sold himself in the beginning of the 6 years. And the person that stole in the beginning of the 6 years. So why do we drill his ear at this point when he wants to stay longer? Maskal David learns, it is because he is nishtarish bechet, he is shona bechet. We only drill his ear when he repeats an avera a second time. Not necessarily the same avera, but even a different avera. The person who stole, that was the first avera. Now he wants to stay longer. He is over the iser of kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodahem v'le avodim l'avodim. Therefore now, when he is over the second avera, although different than the first avera, he is drilled at this point at the end of 6 years. And b'negea to a meicher atzmai, he repeated his same avera twice. He sold himself in the beginning of the 6 years, and now, by wanting to stay longer, he is again selling himself, and therefore he is shana b'chet, and we drill his ear at that point. Reb Shimon hayadarish mikrazek min chaymer. Reb Shimon would darshan and expound upon this pasuk like a sweet-smelling spice. Ma nishtanu delas umezuzah, why are the door and the doorposts unique, mikol kelim shebabayis, more than any other vessel in the house, in order to drill the ear in front of them? Oh, my Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Deles umezuzah, shehayu eidim b'mitzrayim, the door and the doorpost, that were witnesses in Mitzrayim, kishepasachti ala mashkoi val shtei hamezuzahs, when I skipped over the doorpost and the lintel, v'omarti, and I said, kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, you are my servants because I killed the Mitzrayim. Avodahem le'avodim la'avodim, you are my servants, and not servants to other people. V'holach zev kona odin le'atzmai, and this person went and acquired a master for himself. Yirtze bifnehem, let him be drilled in front of them, since they were witnesses in Mitzrayim. Therefore, when he wants to be over this avera of staying longer, we tell him to be drilled in front of the witnesses. So Rashi va'avodai la'olam, and he will work forever. Ad ha'yovel, it means until yovel. Maybe it really means that he works forever. Kimashmoy, like the simple meaning of the pasuk. Tamalema, the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, Ve'ish el mishpach toy toshuvu. When Yovel comes, each slave returns to his family. Magid, Shechamishim shona kuryim oilam. We see that 50 years is called forever, because that pasuk says clearly that at Yovel all avodim ivrim go free. It does not mean that he has to work for 50 years. He works until Yovel ben Samach, whether Yovel is very near, ben Muflag, whether Yovel is very far away. It could be in a month's time, it could be in 47 years from now. Whenever Yovel will come out, that's when this slave will go free. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Omer Ivriya. When a person will sell his daughter for a ama, for a maidservant, she will not go out the way avodim knanim go free. The din is that an eved knani goes free if the master knocks out his eye or his tooth or any of the 24 rashi evarim, the 10 fingers, the 10 toes, the tips of the ears, the tip of the nose, and the Rosh HaGviah, the tip of the male organ. Any one of these Rashi Evarim that were mutilated will send an Eved Kenani free. The Pasuk is saying here, that is not so by an Omer Vriya. She does not go free B'Shein V'Ayin, or with any of the Rashi Evarim, but rather the master will pay her how much less she is worth because she has a mutilated eye or tooth or any of the others. And we learn Eved Ivri from Omer Vriya from this pasuk, just like Omer Vriya does not go out b'shein ba'ayin, so too an Eved Ivri also does not go out b'shein ba'ayin. How old is this Omer Vriya that is being sold? Rashi explains she is a ketana. She is under the age of 12. And it is because of a kal v'chomer. we see further on that if an Amar Avriya was sold, she can go out with Simanim. Simanim means signs of puberty. When she reaches the state of maturity, she goes free. So Rashi says a Kal V'chomer, Madach, Simanim, can take her out when there is already a state of Avdus on her. Definitely, Simanim can make sure that she cannot be sold. It is much harder to break a state of Avdus than not allowing a state of Avdus to be Chal. So if Simanim can break the state of Avdus, it definitely cannot allow a state of Avdus to be Chal. So therefore, if she is a Gedoyla already, she has Simanim, she cannot be sold. And the Pasuk is talking about when the father will sell his daughter who is a Ketana. Imro'a be'enei Adoneho, if she is displeasing in the eyes of her master, asher lo ya'oda, and he did not designate her for himself, he did not marry her, he was not miyayed her. There is a mitzvah that when the master buys this girl from the father, there is a mitzvah that he should marry this daughter, this girl. And the money that he gave to the father as the money to purchase this Amar Avriya should become the Kesef Kedushin, the money of the Kedushin. The Chinuch explains that the reason for this is that since we have a father here who is so poor that he is willing to sell his daughter, the Torah has Rachmanis on him and wants you to do a mitzvah to this father to give him money and also to marry off his daughter. And now, in one shot, when the master goes and gives him money, he can be mekayim two things. He can give the father money, and now he has some money to pay his bills. And also, with the same action, the father now has a daughter that is married off and is taken care of. But if this daughter, this slave, is displeasing in the eyes of the master, and he does not want to marry her, vehefta, he should help her with her pidyon, with her redemption. The din is that an Amar Avriya can go out with giroin kesef, which means she can pay money and this way buy herself to freedom. You would think that if this slave was bought for $100, and let's say she would have gone out after 6 years with the yitzia of sheish, so you would think that if she works 3 years, she worked half of the amount of her avdus, she would still have to give $100 to go free. Since she was purchased with $100, she must give $100 to go free. The pasuk is saying no. Help her with her pidyon. Enable her to go free. How should you help her? By looking at the years that passed as years that she had already worked off her value. And therefore, let's say she worked for 3 years. She already earned and worked off 3 years of her value. And now, if she wants to go free, she does not have to give $100, the amount that she was purchased for, but rather, if she gives $50, which is the amount that the owner owns in her, the amount in the years that remain, that would be enough to set her free. The hefta, he should help in her pidyon. The Sefer HaMakne on Masechta Kedushin says another pshat in the hefta, what does it mean he should help in her pidyon?
And so is explained in the Chizkuni and in the Das Akeinim Mibalei HaToisvus.
And he explains, we're dealing over here with a small girl. This girl is probably 5 years old when she was sold. And she will work for 6 years, from the age of 5 till the age of 11. And let's say she was bought for $100. She's not really worth too much at the age of 5, 6, 7, and 8, because she is still a small girl. But as the years go on, her value increases. So in the first year, maybe she's only worth $5 out of the 100. In the second year, maybe 10. The third year, maybe 20. And as the years progress, that's how her value goes up. So you would think that now, after 3 years, if she wanted to go free, you would think it is not sufficient for her to give half of the money. You would think she has to give most of the money, because most of her worth is still yet to come in the remaining years when she is older. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, vehefta, help her with her pidyon, and don't look at that her value is worth more at the end when she is older, but rather divide the years equally. La'am nachri, to a strange nation, la'im shoyl lemachra, you are not allowed to sell her, bevigdeva, since you betrayed her. This is referring to the father and the master. The father betrayed her by selling her once, and therefore he is not allowed to sell her again after she went free. The master is not allowed to sell her since he betrayed her by not being miyayed her, by not marrying her. Ve'im livna yiodeno, if to his son he will be miyayit, he will designate this Amar Ivriya. Which means not only can the father marry the Amar Ivriya, the master's son can also marry the Amar Ivriya, and he says to this girl, I will marry you with the money that my father, the master, gave your father for purchasing you as a slave. If he designates her to his son, this wife that was an Amma has all regular dinim of a regular Bas Yisrael, which means that by a regular girl, a husband must give she'era, ksusa, v'oinasa, clothing, mezainos, food, and time for marital relations. Here also, even though this girl was once an Amma Ivriya, he must give her kemishpat habonos, like the laws of all daughters, she'era, ksusa, noina. V'im acheres yikachloi, if he marries another wife, which is a regular Yisraelis, she'era ksusa v'oinasa le'igra. Mizoinos, clothing, and oinasa, and time, should not be diminished from the first wife, who was an Amar Vriya. So Pasuk Tes is teaching us that this girl that was once an Amar Vriya still has the dinim of a regular Isha, and you have to give her she'era ksusa v'oinasa. Pasuk Yud is saying, even when he marries another woman who was always a Yisraelis, a regular woman, she was never a slave, you must still give the first wife she'er ksus va'oina, even though one was once a slave and one was not, they both are equal. Ve'im shalosh eile lo yasela, if these three things were not done to her, namely, the master was not miyayit her, the son was not miyayit her, and she did not have enough money to buy herself out, to go out with Giron Kesef, then the Yatsa, she will go out, Chinam, for free, and Kesef, without money. This is referring to the Yitziah of Simonim. The Yitziah, of when she brings signs of puberty, of maturity, then she goes free without any money. And the Pasuk says a double Lashon, Chinam and Ein Kesef. Chinam means for free, and kasef means without money, also for free. Why does the Torah say a double lashon? Because if the Torah would only say one, I would say she would go out only when she reaches complete maturity, which is the age of Bagrus, 12 and a half. The fact that the Torah says both is teaching me that she goes out even earlier with Simone Nairus, when she has Simonim at the age of 12. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, V'chiyim kar ish es bitoy la'oma. A person will sell his daughter as a slave. Biktana hakasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about a minor. Yochel afilu hevia simonim. I might think that you might be able to sell an isha that already brought simonim. Amar to kal v'chomer. You can say a kal v'chomer. Uma mechura koydim lochem. Ma'adach an isha that was sold before she brought simonim. Yoytza b'simonim. Simonim takes her out. Kimoshe kosav, like the pasuk says further. V'yatza chinam ein kosav. She goes out for free without money. She'anu darshim oisei, which we darshin, l'simoni nairus, referring to simoni nairus. That when she brings simoni nairus, she goes free. She'ena mechura, that which was never sold, an isha that was never sold, in odin shalei timocher, isn't it a kavachomer that she cannot be sold when she has simonim? If simonim can break avdus, it definitely can cause avdus to never be chal. Therefore, you cannot sell an isha that has simonim already. And the pasuk is talking about a ketana. She does not go out the way avodim go out. Like the yitziah of an eved kanani. She yotzei b'shem v'ayin, who goes out with knocking, when the master knocks out his tooth or eye. But this isha will not go free if the master knocks out her tooth or her eye. Ela evedes sheish oyadjevel. She will work till for six years, or until Yovel comes. Oy, achitavi simanim, or a third way, until she brings simanim, like we see further on in the pasuk. Chala koydim, koydim lecherusa. Whichever comes first will set her free earlier. Whether sheish is first, Yovel is first, or simanim. The noisin lo demei eina oy demei shina. And the master only has to give her the worth of her eye or the worth of her tooth. She does not go free. Oy eina ela leisaita kaseisa avodim b'sheish v'yovel. Maybe the pasuk is telling me that she does not go out like Avodim Ivrim go out. She does not go out with Sheish or Yovel. Tamalayma, the Pasuk says, Ki yimachir lecha achicha ha'ivri o yavriya. When it will be sold to you, an Eved Ivri or an Amar Vriya. And the Pasuk says specifically over there, Va'avodach ha'sheish shonim, and they will work for 6 years. So we see clearly that an Amar Vriya goes out with Sheish. And also, Makesh Ivriya Le'Ivri. We compare Ivriya to Ivri L'chol Yitziyosav, for all the ways that they go out. Ma Ivri Yotze B'Sheish V'Yovel, Af Ivriya Yotze B'Sheish V'Yovel. Just like an Ivri goes out with Sheish and Yovel, so too an Ivriya goes out with Sheish and Yovel. As we just mentioned, Sheish is Lav Dafka. Sheish does not have to come on to the Hekesh. Sheish is a Beferish Apostle over there, Ki Yimachir L'cho Achicho Ha'Ivri Oyo Ivriya V'Avodacho Sheish Shonim. So we see an Amr Ivriya goes out with Sheish. The Hekesh is only concerning Yovel. Just like an Ivri goes out with Yovel, so too an Amr Ivriya also goes out with Yovel. So therefore the Pasuk cannot mean, that an Amr Ivriya does not go out with Sheish and Yovel. Umahu Laiseitze Ketseisu Avodim, what does the Pasuk mean? She does not go out the way an Eved goes out. Laiseitze Beroshe Avorim, she does not go out with Roshe Avorim, the tips of the limbs, Kavodim Knanim, like Avodim Knanim go out with. Yochor Le'Ivri Yoytze B'Rosh Eivorim. I would think maybe an Eved Ivri does go out B'Rosh Eivorim, like an Eved Knani. Tamun Loimer Ha'Ivri Oya Ivriya. We go back to the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh that compares Amr Ivriya and Eved Ivri. Ma Ivriya. Eni Yoytze B'Rosh Eivorim, just like an Amr Ivriya does not go out B'Rosh Eivorim, like is stated in this Pasuk right here. Lo Seisei K'Seisu Avodim, Afu Eni Yoytze B'Rosh Eivorim. So too, an Eved Ivri does not go out B'Rosh Eivorim. So the Pasuk over here is just telling us that Amr Ivriya does not go out with the Chav Dalad Rosh Eivorim like an Eved Knani, and Ivri is learned from Ivriya. If she is displeasing in the eyes of her master, she did not find favor in his eyes in order that he would want to marry her. He does not designate her for himself. He should have married her and to take her in as a wife. And the money which was given to the father for her purchase would be the money of the Kedushin. Over here the Pasuk is hinting to you, there is a mitzvah upon the husband, upon the master, to marry this Amr Ivriya. And it is also hinting to you, we do not need other money of Kedushin. The money given to the father for her purchase would be the money of Kedushin. The Hefta. Then, if he does not want to marry her, he should help her with her redemption. He should give her room to redeem herself, the lot says, and to go out. He helps her in her redemption. What is the mokaim, the room that he gives and helps her? Because he subtracts from her redemption money. According to the number of years that she had already worked, as if she was a hired worker by him, paid per year. How is this? If the master bought her for a mono, and she was there and worked by him for 2 years, we say to him, you knew the master. You, the master, knew that she will in the future go out at the end of 6 years. It comes out that you purchase every year at 1/6 of a mana. And she worked already for you for 2 years. She already worked for you 1/3 of the total value of your purchase. Tul shnei shlishios. Let the Isha give you 2/3 hamana of the mana, and she will go out from you. Don't look to get the complete mana, but rather subtract the amount that she had already worked, 1/3 of her value, and take the other 2/3, and this way she can go free. He is not allowed to sell her to a strange nation. He is not allowed to sell her to somebody else. Not the master and not the father. They both cannot sell her. Bevigdeva, since they betrayed her. In Baal Livgoitba, if he is coming to betray her. Shalala Kayimba Mitzvah, if the master did not want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yud, he therefore betrayed her and therefore cannot sell her. Nechenavia, and the father also betrayed her. Me'achashe Bogadba Umachmal Zeh. He betrayed her by selling her once, he's not allowed to sell her again. If to his son he will be miyayid her, he will designate her. Who ha'adon? The master will designate her to his son. Milame, this teaches us. Sha'af benoi kom tachtov liyayada. the son also comes in the place of the father to marry this Amar Bria, im yirza aviv, if the father wishes. He also does not need more money for kedusha. The son says to the isha, "Hare at mi yuedes li, you are designated to me, the kesef shekibel avicha b'domecha, with the money that your father received for your worth. I am being mekadesh you with the money my father gave to your father." Kemishpat habonois, like the laws of the daughters, she'er ksus va'oina. This amavriya gets she'er ksus and oina. Imacheres yikach lo aleho. If another wife, this master takes besides for the amavriya, she'er ksus va'inasa la yigro. He shall not diminish the she'er ksus and oina from this amavriya, mina ama, from the ama, she'yid like far, which he already designated for himself. She'era means mezoinus. He has to give her food. Kesusa kimashmoi, it means clothing. Oinasa means the time of tashmish, time for marital relations. Ve'im shlosh ela lo yasla, if all these three things he does not do for her, im achas mishlosh ela lo yasla, if one of these three things were not done to her, umahin ashlosh, what are these three things? Yaden aloi, he did not marry her himself. Oilavnoi, he did not designate his son to marry her. O yigar mipijoina, he did not diminish from her worth, in which will enable her to redeem herself, v'teitzei, and go out. V'zeh lo yada. This one did not marry her. Lo yloy v'lo levnoy. Not him, not his son. He lo yhoya biyada leftoy sasma. And she did not have money to redeem herself. Then she goes out with simonei nairus biyata chino. She goes out for free. Riba lo yitzia lezu yoyisvi mashter riba la'avodim. There is an extra yitzia, exit from Avdus, that is added to an Amavriya that an Eved Ivri does not have. Umahi ha-yitzia, what is this yitzia? Lamedcha, this teaches you, she'teitzei b'simonim, she goes out with signs of puberty. V'tishe imay oid, and she waits there longer, ad she'tavish simonim, until she brings simonim. V'im higia she'esh shonim kodim simonim, if she'esh will come before simonim, kfar labanu she'teitzei, we know already that an Amavriya goes out with simonim, like the pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, she'nemar, ha'ivri, oy ha'ivriya, v'avaduch ha'she'esh shonim. Ivriya goes out with 6 years. Umahu oimer kan, v'yotzachinam, what is the pasuk telling me over here when it says she goes out for free? Shim kodmu simonim l'she'esh shonim, if the signs of puberty come before Sheish, Teitzei Bohen, then she goes out with these simonim even before Sheish. Oy eino oimer sheteitzei el bebagris, how do you know that the pasuk is referring to simoni nairus at the age of 12? Maybe it is referring to complete maturity, bagris, at the age of 12 and a half. Tamal oimer ein kesef, it says a double lashon, chinam and ein kesef. L'rabbi sitzia bagris, the fact that it says ein kesef is coming to include the age of 12 and a half. V'im lo nemru shneihem, if it would not say both, ha'yisi oimer v'yotza chinam zu bagris, if it would only say one, I would put it on the later age, the age of 12 and a half, bagris. L'kach nemru shneihem, it says both, chinam and ein kesef. Shloilitein pischon peh, not to give a opening lebaldin lachlag, for anybody who wants to argue, to argue. The pasuk, if it would just say one, we would put it at the later age, the age of Bagris, 12 and a half, and that's when she would have gone free. But now that it also says Chinam and Ein Kesef, this teaches us the earlier stage of Nairus, Simonim, at the age of 12. Make Ish, if one hits a man, Vomes, and he dies, Mois Yumas, he shall surely be put to death. The Reitzeach, the killer, gets Misa Saif, the Misa, the death penalty by a sword. Zuk Rashi, Make Ish Vomes, Kama Ksuvim Nembro Beparashas Roitzchim. Many psukim have been written in the parasha on the topic of a killer. Umasha Biyadi Lefarish, and what I am able to explain, Lama Bo Kulam, why it is necessary to have all the psukim, Efarish I will explain. And Rashi goes through each one of these psukim that are coming up to explain why each pasuk is necessary. Make Ish Vomes, somebody who hits a man and kills him. Loma Nemar, why does it say it? Mephisha Nemar, since it says in the pasuk in Parshas Emor, V'ish kiyake es kol nefesh odom mois yumos, and a man who will hit any soul of a person, Bois Yumas, he shall surely be put to death. Shomea ani, I might have thought Hako beloy Misa, that one is chayiv with hitting, without Misa, because the pasuk over there in Emor does not mention that the person died. It just says Ishki Yakes kol nevesh adam Tamal Loimer. Therefore, we need our pasuk Make Ishva Mace. If somebody hits a man and he dies, ain't a chayiv ela b'hako shel Misa. He is only chayiv with a striking that will cause death. And that is the reason why our pasuk is said, Maki Ishva Meis, only if the person dies is there a chi of Misa. Many of the Mefarshim ask, how can Rashi say that were it not for our pasuk of Maki Ishva Meis, that says clearly that one is only Mechui of Misa if he kills somebody, I would have thought that just by striking another Jew, there would be a chi of Misa. How can we think that? The pasuk clearly says that if one injures another Jew, he has to pay Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Boishas. He has to pay for the damages, for unemployment, for the embarrassment, for the doctor bills. And that clearly seems to say that there is no Chiv Misa. So how can I have a Havamina that if it would just say the other Pasuk, I would have thought that there is a Chiv Misa on just striking another Jew? Sifse Chachamim wants to answer that I would think, without our Pasuk, that if one just strikes another Jew, he has to pay. But if he does not pay, then there is a chi of Misa. On that, our pasuk is coming to say that there is never a chi of Misa for hitting another Jew. The only time there is a chi of Misa is if the one that was hit died. Then the person that hit is a roitzeach and is mechoy of Misa. And Rashi continues, the im nemar, if it would say maki ish, if it would just say our pasuk, maki ish, v'loy nemar, and it would not say the pasuk in Parshas Emor, the ish ki yake, ha'isi oimer, I would have thought, ein chayev achi yake ish, I would think you are only chayev if you kill a man. Hiko is a isho of hasakot minayin, how do we know if one kills a woman or a minor? Tamal loimer, the pasuk in Emor says, ki yake kol nefesh adam, if he kills any Nefesh Adam, Afilu Katan Vafilu Isha, even if the one who was killed was a Katan or an Isha. And now Rashi says another reason why we need both Sukkim. Va'oid, Ilu Nemar Maki Ish, if it would just say our Pasuk of Maki Ish, Shemeani, I would think, Afilu Katan Shehika, even a minor that killed somebody, Vaharak, and he kills, Yehi Chayiv, he would be Chayiv. Because the Pasuk says, Make, anybody that hits. Tamal Loimer, therefore the Pasuk says, Ve'ish Kiyake, a man who kills, but like katan shehika, and not a katan that kills. And over here also, it is problematic. Why would I have a havamina to think, if it would just say maki ish, that a katan that kills would be mechuyev misa? A katan bechol haTorah kula, in the whole Torah, is not chayev for his actions. So why would I think he is chayev for the action of killing? Some mefarshim want to learn that since the pasuk in Bamidbar, Lamed Hey Pasuk Lamed Dalet says that the Avera of Ritzicha brings about a Tumah to the land. So I would have thought that even though the Katan is not Chayev for his actions, since his existence is bringing about a Tumah to the land, we must execute him, and he is Chayev Misa. Kamash Lon the Pasuk that says V'ish Kiyake V'loy Katan, that we do not say that, and the Katan is never Mechuyev Misa. And Rashi continues V'oid, Kiyake kol nevesh adam. If it would just say the pasuk of Kiyake kol nevesh adam, I would think afilu neflim, even a nefil, which is a child that was born that will not live 30 days. I would think if somebody kills a nefil, he's also chayev misa, because the pasuk says beish kiyake es kol nevesh adam, any type of person that he kills, even a nefil. Talmud loymar. Therefore, the pasuk says make ish, only if you kill an ish she'en chayev achiyake ben kayomo. You are only chayev until you kill a son that can live, a royal ish, that it has the ability to mature into an ish, but not a nephil that will die in 30 days. So Rashi here explains both sides why we need Maka ish and the pasuk of ish kiyake. The pasuk of Maka ish vomeis, our pasuk, is needed to teach us Maka ish only if you kill an ish, not a nephil. Vomeis only if you kill, not if you just hit. And the pasuk of v'ish kiyake es kol nefesh adam is needed v'ish kiyake, and not a katan that killed. Es kol nefesh adam, you are chayev even if you kill es kol nefesh adam, an isha or a katan. And the pasuk continues v'asher loy tzadam, and he who did not ambush, he didn't try to kill, v'holi kim ino liyodoy, but Hashem prepared it in his hand. he's a shogeg. I will provide for you a place to run, that you will be protected from the Goyel Hadan. Asher Yonoshama, where you can run there. As Rashi explains, in the Midbar, it was the Machane Levia. That's why it says, Vesamti Lecha, I will place for you, Moshe, in the Machane Levia, where he was, a place that will protect people who kill Bishogi. And Rashi explains, Vasher Loi Tzoda. What does the word Tzoda mean? Loi Orav, Loi Nischaven. He did not ambush him, and he did not have intention to kill him. Tzoda, what does Tzoda mean? Lashon Orav. It means a Lashon of ambushing. V'chein hu oimer. And like it says in the Pasuk, V'ata tzude es nafshi. You ambushed my soul l'kachta to take it. That is what Tzoda means. V'lo yitachan loimer. Tzoda. Do not say that the word Tzoda means. Lashon hatzod sayin. A language of somebody who captured. And the Pasuk would be saying, V'ashalai Tzoda. He who did not capture. Because capturing animals ain neufel hay b'poyin shalav, we do not find a hay in its verb. B'shem davar bo tzayin, the noun is tzayin. V'zeh shem davar tzdiya, and this has the noun of tzdiya. U'poyel shalav tzuda, and the poyel of ambushing is tzuda. V'zeh poyel shalav tzad, and by capturing it is tzad. So Rashi is saying that the hay does not belong in the word if the word means capturing, because whether you look at the verb tzad or the noun tzayid, still there is no hay. As opposed to ambushing, tzedia, ambushing has a hay in it. And therefore I say, to explain it like Targum, and he did not ambush the person, like we said until now. And Menachem says that it goes in the section of tzad tzayid to capture. And I do not agree with him, like we explained earlier, because there is no hay in that word. If you want to explain it in one of the languages and versions of tzad, nechbarnu b'chelek altzad tinoseu. Attach it and explain it that it means like the word altzad tinoseu. On the side, you will be carried. Tzad, side. Tzida ore. Shot to the. I will shoot to the side. Umilin lutzad ilo yimalel, and words towards the heaven, yimalel he will daven. Afkan, ashaloi tzoda. What does it mean? And ashaloi tzoda, loi tzodad. He did not have a tzad, a side. Limsa loi shum tzad misa. He did not have any side, any tzad to kill this person. He's a complete shogi. Afzeh yesh laharer olav. And even concerning this explanation, I have reservations. Mikol makom lashon aravu. Therefore, I say the best way to explain it is to ambush. Vasher leitzada, he did not ambush, because that word has a hay in it. To say, like Menachem, that it means vasher leitzada, he did not capture. Or to say, like the other pshat, vasher leitzada, he did not have a tzad misa. It is not as clear that the hay belongs there. V'hoyle kim ino liyodoi. And Hashem prepared it in his hand. What does the word ino mean? Zimein, prepared liyodoi to his hand. Lashon leisuuna elecha ro. He did not prepare for you any bad. He does not prepare for the tzaddik any avera. Misana huli, he is preparing for me. Mizdamein limsa li e'ilo, he is preparing to find out about me a bilbul. So it means to prepare. V'alikim ino liyodei, Hashem prepared in this man's hands that he should kill. Why would this come out before Hashem? Why would Hashem want that somebody who does not kill should kill, that Hashem should prepare it in his hands? Husha Amar David. This is what David said. Kasha Yoimar Mishal HaKadmoni. Like the earlier Moshel said, Merishonim Yetzei Resha. From wicked people come out wickedness. Mishal HaKadmoni. And the earlier Moshel, the earlier parable, who does that mean? That means Hiya Torah. That is the Torah. The Torah is referred to as Mishal HaKadmoni. So the Torah says, Merishonim Teitze Resha. Shu Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why it's called Mashal HaKadmoni is because it is a Mashal from Hashem, Shehu Kadmoni Shel Olam, who was the first to be there in the world. Beheichen Omer Torah Merishom Yetze Resha. Where does the Torah say Merishom Yetze Resha? From wicked people come out wickedness. The Pasuk says in our parasha, V'olikim Ino Liyodoi. And Hashem prepared it in his hands. What is the Pasuk referring to? B'shnei b'nei Odom. two people, Echad Horat Shogeg, the Echad Horag Mezid. One person killed unintentionally, and one person killed intentionally. The Lehoyu Adam Bedover, and there were no witnesses on this act, Sheyidu, to testify. Zeloy Nerag, Vezeloy Golo. The one who killed intentionally did not get killed. There were no witnesses. And the one who killed unintentionally did not go to Golos, because there were no witnesses. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mizamnon lepun negechon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu prepares them into one inn. Zeh shaharg b'meizid yoyshev tachas asula. The one who killed intentionally sits under the ladder. Zeh shaharg shoygeg, and the one who killed unintentionally oyla b'sulam goes up on the ladder. V'neifil al zeh shaharg b'meizid v'hargoy, and he falls on the one that killed intentionally, and he kills him. Me'edim me'edin alav. And the Edom testify, u'mechayevin oisei legolos. And they are mechayev him to go to Golos. Nimsa, it comes out, zeh shaharg b'shoigeg goyla. The one who killed the first time unintentionally, now killed again unintentionally, and there were witnesses, and now he goes to Golos. Zeh shaharg b'mezid. The one who killed the first time intentionally, but there were no witnesses to be mechayev him isa, nerag, was now killed. So that is what the pasuk means, when the pasuk says Hashem prepared it in his hands, because he killed the first time b'shoigeg without witnesses, so now Hashem causes him to kill again with witnesses in order to be mechayev him golos. But the person that he is killing was somebody who was anyway mechayev misa, because he killed earlier without witnesses and was mechayev misa, so now he got killed. Many of the mefarshim ask that this seems unfair to the one who killed the mezid. Because somebody who kills b'mezid is mechuyev b'misa sayef. He is mechuyev a death penalty by sword, which is not as strict as a misa of skila, of stoning. Now, when this person falls on the person that was mechuyev misa, it is as if he is being killed by stoning. Something is falling on him. Instead of stones, it is a person. So why is he getting a death penalty, which is harsher than what he deserves? Maskel David answers that the Misa of Skila over here, when this person falls on the one who is Chayef Misa's Bezdin, is equivalent to a Misa Saif. Why? Because typically when a person gets Misa's Bezdin, besides for the pain of the actual death penalty, he also has the Tsar that he is anticipating and waiting for the death itself before it happens. As opposed to over here, when the person that killed the Mezid is sitting under the ladder, and suddenly somebody falls on him, he didn't have time to worry and think about his death penalty. And that lessens the severity of the death penalty. So if we wanted to compare Misa Saif to Misa Skila on a typical level, then Misa Skila is definitely the harsher of the two. But to compare a Misa Saif, when the person is waiting and knowing that he's going to die, to a Misa Skila that was a sudden death, then the two are equal. And therefore, it is not unjust to say that this person got a harsher punishment, but rather, in this case, Misa Skila and Misa Saif are equal. And Rashi continues, V'samti l'cho makayim, I will provide for you a place to run, af the midbar, even in the desert, sheyono shoma, that he can run there. Ve'ezeh makam koltai, where is the place that protects him? Zeh machane leviyah, that is the camp of the leviyim. And that's why it says, l'cho, a place where you are, Moshe, the machane leviyah will be koilet. And the pasuk continues, "B'chiyazir ish al re'ehu," if a person will act intentionally against his friend to kill him. And this pasuk of "b'chiyazir," mezid, intentional, is coming to exclude a shogeg karav lemezid. Only a mezid is chayiv misa, but a shogeg that is close to a mezid is not mechuyiv misa. An example of that is if somebody was intentional to kill somebody, but he wanted to kill Reuven. Instead, he killed Shimon. Ratzo l'harag hazeh v'harag hazeh. The din is that there is no chiyuv misa because that is not considered yazid. It is not considered a totally intentional act. Lahargoy v'arma, to kill the other person with deceit. Rashi says this is coming to exclude that if a Rebbe hits his Talmud and kills him, a father hits his son and kills him, a doctor that administers medicine and the patient dies, or a shliach bezdin that is giving malchus and the one who is receiving the malchus dies, all these acts are an act of mezid. It is an intentional act, but they did not intend on the death to be the outcome of this act. So it was not ve'arma with deceit and cunning to kill the person. Therefore, there is no chiyuv misa. Me'im mizbechi tikachen ulamos. From my mizbeach, you shall take the reitzeach to be killed, even if the reitzeach is a kohen. And there are no other kahanim to do the avodah, we are ready to be mevatel and nullify the avodah in order to kill this person, even though the avodah will become batal because of this. Zot Rashi, v'chi yozit, lo menemar. Why does it say v'chi yozit? L'fisha nema make ish. Since we said earlier, the pasuk says make ish. If one kills another person, he's mechuyav misa. Shomeya ani. I might have thought roifei shaharak, a doctor that killed. Ushliach bezin shehemis, or shliach bezin that killed b'malkus haborim while he was giving a person 39 lashes. Va'av hamakes benoit, and a father that hits his child. Va'rav haroides talmidot, and a rebbe that hits his talmud. V'hashoygeg, and also a shoygeg karv lemezid. I would think all these people amachuyev misa talmud loy. By the pasuk says v'chiyosit v'loy shoygeg mezid, and not a shogeg karv lemezid lahargay v'arma, to kill him with deceit, v'lo shliach bezdin, and not the shliach bezdin v'haroyfe, nor the doctor v'haroy de b'noi talmidoi, and not the rebbe that hit or the father that hit, she'af al pi shehem mezidin, even though they are intentional in the fact that they are hitting, ein marimin, they are not acting with deceit and with intention to kill. Their act is just intentional to hit but not to kill. Me'im mizbechi, from the mizbeach, if the person that killed was a kohen and wants to do the avodah, tikochen ulamos, you take him to be killed, even though you are being mevatel the avodah. One who hits his father or his mother shall be put to death. Rashi explains this means that if he hits his father or his mother and causes a bruise, then he is mechuyev misa. What is the misa? Some learn since stam misa b'Torah is chenek. When the Torah does not specify the type of death penalty, then it is chenek, death through strangulation. Others learn that we compare make of v'imoy to the pasuk in pasuk yudzayin, mekalel of v'imoy, one who curses his father and mother. And since mekalel, one who curses, is with skila, make is also with skila. Zok Rashi, umake ove v'imoi, l'fi shelomadnu ala choyvel b'chaveire shehu b'tashlumin, since we learn concerning one who injures his friend, that all he has to do is pay v'loi v'misa. There is no chiyuv misa, hotzuch loymar, the Torah has to tell us, ala choyvel b'oviv, one who injures his father, shehu b'misa, that there is a chiyuv misa. V'ein echayev ele ba'akosh yesh b'chabura. But there is only a chiyuv misa if this hitting caused a bruise. Of a ve'imoy, it does not mean he has to hit his father and his mother to be chayim, oizeh, either one. Maisyumas bechenek, he shall be put to death with misa of chenek. But that is only the simple pshat. Others learn that we learn makef from makalel, like Rashi will say further, and it will be a chiyiv of skila. And the pasuk continues, v'goynev ish, one who kidnaps a person, umecharet, and he sells him. V'nimsa v'yodoy, and the kidnapped person was found in the hand of the kidnapper. Witnesses saw this event. Bais yumas, he shall surely be put to death. The kidnapper is chayev misas chenek, strangulation. And Rashi over here also explains why we need two psukim concerning a kidnapper. Zok Rashi, v'goynev ishu mechorei, one who steals a man and sells him. Lo menema, why do we need this pasuk? L'fi shenema, since it says at the end of Sefer Devarim. If a man is found to steal a soul from his brothers, ainli elo ish, all I know is a ish shagonav, a man that did the kidnapping. Isha oy tumtum oy adrogin a shagon voy. But what happens if the kidnapper is a woman, a tumtum or an androgynous? Minayin, how do you know that they are chayiv? Tamal loymar, therefore the pasuk says over here v'goynev. V'goynev ish, goynev is general, any person that kidnaps, even if it is an isha tumtum and androgynous. L'fisha nema kan. And since it says over here, v'goynev ish, it says, you will steal a man, ainli ela goynev ish. Goynev isha minayin, how do you know that if one kidnaps a woman, that he is also chayev? Tam b'loyma, v'goynev nefesh. It says, you will steal a nefesh, any soul. That's why we need both psukim. What one pasuk is missing, the other one reveals. So our pasuk is telling us, it's general concerning the kidnapper. The kidnapper could be any type of kidnapper, even a woman. And the pasuk over there, in the end of Sefer Devarim, tells us that even the person that was kidnapped was a isha, or a tumtum, or androgynous, does not make a difference. There is still a chiyuv misa on them too. V'nimsa v'yad is a grashi, and he found the kidnapped person in his hands. Shera'u ha'edim shaganvay. Witnesses saw that he stole them. Umachroy, and he sold them. V'nimsa v'yad, and they found the kidnapped person in the hands of the kidnapper. Kvar already koyde mechira, before he was sold. So the witnesses saw that he stole somebody, and then it was in his possession, and then he sold it. Moisumas, he shall surely be put to death. What type of a misa? Bechenek, with strangulation. Kol misa ha'amur b'taris stam, cheneki. Whenever the Torah says stam misa without specifying, it is misa chenek. V'hifziko inyin, and the Torah interrupts v'kosa, and it writes, v'goyne v'ish, the pasuk of kidnapping. Bein maka o v'ima l'makala v'ima. Between the parsha of maka, one who hits his father or mother, or the one who curses his father or mother, v'nira li, and Rashi says, it seems to me, hainu plukta, that is the machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The marasava makshinan hakol l'klolo, u'marasava lo makshinan. One says that we compare makeh to makalel, and just like makalel is beskila, makeh is beskila. The other one says, no, since the pasuk of v'goynev is written in between the two parashas, that tells us that we should not compare the two, and makalel is beskila, but makeh is bechenek. U'makalel of v'imoi, and one who curses his father or his mother, maizumas, shall surely be put to death with misa of skila. And Rashi again over here explains why we need to psukim for this. U'makal ovin v'imay zok Rashi, loma nema. Fishu oimer. Since it says in Parashas Kedoshim, ish ish asher yikal es oviv, any person that will curse his father, ainli elo ish shekila es oviv. All I know is a man that cursed his father, isha shekila es avi aminayin. How do I know that an isha that curses her father is chayev? Talmud loimer, therefore the pasuk says by us, u'mekalel. And he will curse anybody who will curse. Stam, bein ish, bein isha, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman. Imkein lama nemar, why does the pasuk say ish ish asher yikalel? Lahoitzis akoton, to exclude a minor that curses his father or mother, there is no chiyuv misa on that. So again, mikalel in our pasuk tells me even an isha that curses her father, and ish ish asher yikalel. In Parshas Kedoshim tells me ish v'loy koton. A katan that curses his parents is not chayiv. And again, and here also one has to understand the pshat, what the havamina would be that a katan should be chayiv, because b'chol ha'tarah kula, a minor is always pater for his actions. Why would I have thought, without the pasuk of ish ish asher yikalel, that a katan should be chayiv? Ayin mefarshim. Mois yumas, he shall surely be put to death if he curses his parents. B'skila, it means stoning. Whenever the pasuk says dom of boy, his blood is in him, he is at fault, those words always mean skila. And there is a lima to all of them from this pasuk. But even yirgumu oisam demehembom, with a stone they shall be stoned, their blood is in them. So over there it says demehembom, and it says clearly skila. So every time that it says demehembom, we learn from this pasuk that it means skila. And by Mekalel of Vi'imay in Parashat Kedoshim, Nemar Dom of Boy, it says the words Dom of Boy. So therefore, that teaches us that when this pasuk says Mois Yumas, it means Misas Skila. Pasuk Yudches, Bechiyarivun Anoshim. If two people are fighting, Vihiko Ish Esre'eu, and one hits his friend, Be'even, with a stone, either Egroif, or with a fist, Ve'lo Yomos, but the one who was hit did not die, Ve'nofal Lemishkov, he fell to his bed. He could not do work. If he gets up and he is able to go outside, al mishantai, on his own power, then the hitter is set free. The make is locked up until we see what happens to the one who was hit. Because maybe he will die, and then the make will be mechuyev misa. So, if the one that got hit gets up on his own power and goes outside, he's getting better. Then the make is set free. Rak, only, shifta yitein v'rapa yirape. He must give unemployment to the one he injured, v'rapa yirape, and he must pay the doctor bills. And this is besides for nezek and sar, which we will see later that he's mechuyev to pay. So, Rashi, v'chiyiribun anoshim, lama nemar. Why does the pasuk say this? L'fish nemar ayin tachas ayin, since the pasuk says further, an eye for an eye, that one must pay nezek, the damages of the eye, all we know is that he must pay for the worth of the limb. For example, a person with an arm is worth $10,000, and without an arm he is worth $7,000, so he must pay $3,000. But unemployment and doctor bills, we never learned that he is mechuyev to pay. This parsha is teaching us concerning sheves and ripoy. And he fell to his bed, and he fell to idleness, to a sickness that causes him to be mevatel and not be able to work. But if he goes outside, on his own power, on his strength and his health, then the maket is set free. Would you think that the one who did not kill should be killed? Why are we locking him up? El lemedcha. This teaches you. Shekan over here. Shechayvshin oisay achenira im yisrapezet. We lock up the maket until we see if this person is healed. Nechein mashmoy. And this is the pshat of the pasuk. Kishu comes evahoylech al mashantoy. When this one gets up and goes outside on his own power, oz. First then niko hamaket. The maket is set free. Aval achelayokumzeh, but before this person goes outside, lo nikamaket, the maket is not set free, because maybe he will be mechuyev misa if the one that was hit dies. Rak shiftoi, he has to give shiftoi. Bito malachtoi, unemployment. Machmas acholi, because of the sickness. If kato yadoi ragloi, if he cut off his hand or his foot, royin bito malachtoi machmas acholi. We see and we look at the unemployment because of this sickness. We look at him as if he's a cucumber watcher. And that is the amount we pay him. Even after the sickness, even after he can get out of bed and start working, he still cannot do any work that entails his foot or his hand. He already gave him the worth of his hand or his foot, like the pasuk says further on, that a foot for a foot, a hand for a hand, that you pay the nezek. So after you already pay the nezek, you still have to pay for unemployment and also v'rapa yirape kedagumai yishalim schar horoife. He must pay the doctor bills, whatever it cost him to get healed. So this pasuk is telling us that besides for nezek and sar, besides for damages and pain, and besides for boishes, embarrassment, he has to pay him ripoy and sheves, unemployment and doctor bills.